Utah has made noteworthy progress in increasing the number of working-age adults who hold a degree or credential beyond high school. Credentials are official documents that verify someone's qualifications or competency in a given skill. According to Lumina Foundation's latest Stronger Nation report, the Beehive State's attainment rate sits at nearly 62%, well above the national average. But the foundation says there's still work to be done. Teresa Lubbers with the Indiana-based Sagamore Institute argues that building consensus from the public, private, and philanthropic sectors can lead to higher attainment in the future.
Not all credentials or all degrees aren't the same. I don't think that the salary alone can be the measure because some important jobs don't have the pay that we think they should have. But economic mobility is an important way to measure it. And all degrees and credentials should ensure economic mobility and meet workforce needs.
Lubber says it's important to realize that there is a direct correlation between post-secondary education and having a good-paying job. Post-high school attainment has increased 17 percentage points since 2009 in the United States. It currently sits at nearly 55%. Lumina Foundation recognizes that's progress, but it isn't enough to meet their 60% attainment nationwide goal by the end of this year. Lumina Foundation says the ability to count short-term workforce-aligned credentials, such as certificate programs and industry-recognized certifications, have contributed to the nation's overall progress in the last 10 to 15 years. They say these credentials help bridge skills gaps and offer opportunities for career advancement. Lubber says it's important for Utahns to understand their economic security depends on having valuable credentials.
We have shifted the thinking to a learner-based system of higher education. That's future focused, that's workforce aligned, and then we come up with the strategies that will do that. So I'm a big believer in strategic plans for higher education in states.
And while raising educational attainment numbers is important, ensuring equal opportunities for all is crucial as well. Despite Black, Hispanic, and Native American and Alaskan Native adults having seen improvements over the last 15 years, Lubbers says more should be done to ensure they don't continue to lag behind white and Asian adults. For Public News Service, I'm Alex Gonzalez. Support for this reporting was provided by Lumina Foundation. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.